Hello, and welcome to the One of Us podcast. One of Us profiles people in and around the Diocese of Wilmington. It also appears in writing in our print edition and online at thedialogue.org. The featured subject could be someone who works behind the scenes at your local church or school, volunteers at the parish, or is a regular churchgoer or longtime parish member. Do you want to suggest a person to be profiled? My name is Amanda Cathcart, and I'm the sales and advertising rep here at The Dialogue. Send me an email at acathcart@thedialogue.org or call me directly at 302-295-0635 if you have a suggestion for an interview subject. Our guest this week is Kyle Sobieski, a parishioner at St. Helena's Parish in Bellefonte, Delaware. He was nominated by Laura Asti. Kyle, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up, and how long have you been involved with St. Helena's?
Sure. So, I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, right here around Bellefonte, and I actually went to school at St. Helena's from 2nd to 8th grade, and then I went to a public high school, Concord, which is right in the area, and it really wasn't until, like, I was 21 years old that I really took, like, faith and spirituality and religion into my own hands. And then what I mean by that is basically it was the first time that I really felt like I was doing all of that aspect of my life on my own. And I had already had, like, the foundation already from when I was younger, just being in St. Helena's. But now that I'm older, I'm experiencing, you know, different things, different hardships and prosperities and different temptations and all that. So it wasn't until, like, 21 when I really started to dive into all that and what it meant to me.
Yeah, that's interesting. Can you tell us about your occupation and your family?
Sure. Yeah, right now I actually work as a, I'm a production director for a radio station, a local radio station, actually right down the street from the church, WJVR. And you said occupation and family?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm one of three sons, so I have two brothers. I'm the youngest, and I just live with my mom and dad, and I was the only one born in Delaware, but we've all lived here our whole lives, and yeah.
Great. What is the most important part of your spirituality?
The most important part of my spirituality is that it's helped me to realize what matters the absolute most in this life, and to me that's the earth. I think it's different for everybody. I don't know. But to me, it's the earth, service to community, and my own body and mind. And when I say, like, the earth, I would mean everything made before us. Mm-hmm. And for people who read the Old Testament of the Bible, humans were created last. So in some of the books that I've read over the years, it's something that stuck out to me, because when we read, you know, Genesis, sometimes it could slip right by us that humans are the last to be created. And these books, you know, something that stuck with me was humans, since they were the last to be created, it makes us the youngest and least wise. So we're complex because we make it complex. And we're the only ones on this earth, I think, that are capable of doing wrong and making mistakes. And I think all of that speaks volumes. And then that also leads me to think of service to the community, because even though we can do some things wrong, I also think we're all much more capable of doing right. And I've always liked the thought of I came here to serve, and we all know who said that. And I try to carry those words through each moment of my life, because it changes the way that I approach situations and make decisions throughout it. And then actually, you know, out of the three that I said, or service and my own body and mind, I'm actually learning to fly planes right now. And one thing they say when you're flying is, in times of emergency, take care of yourself before you put on someone else's oxygen mask for them. And so pretty much I can't start to help others fully and be of service to my community until my mind and body are ready to help others. And I think spirituality does certainly help me get in that right state of mind to do so.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Great. All right. This is the toughest question, Kyle. I'm just going to warn you. If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be?
Yeah, that's definitely if I could change one thing, I think it would be to speak up and speak out more. Speak up and speak out more. And with that being said, I do like, however, to I'm like the type of person to soak in everything around me before I speak up. I just take in the moment and then I think, assess from there. But sometimes I just keep to myself. Mm. And so it's cool that I was suggested for this podcast because it gives me the opportunity to speak up. So thank you.
Yeah, awesome. A non-church member comes to you and asks, why should I be a Catholic? What would you tell them?
It's a good one, too. I would tell someone interested in considering becoming Catholic, especially a young person, since I volunteer teaching catechism to 7th and 8th graders. I've done that like 3 years now. So especially a young person, I would say that they should get involved in a way that interests them personally first, like choir, if you like singing, or if you like being around kids or teaching, and volunteer to become a teacher at catechism, just volunteering in the community with the other parishioners, going to church, things like that. I always tell the kids in the class to take it slow with their interest and make it make sense to them. Like, make it make sense to you personally, because I think that's what matters most. If you're following someone else's, actions and words all the time, it may not make sense to you. But I do think that spirituality speaks in different ways to, each different person. It speaks uniquely. So if you find that it's something that you're connected with after, getting involved, then continue to pursue it. And find the spiritual aspect that helped give you that better understanding. For me, I wanted to see the other perspectives in different world religion books. And I think that's a totally valid thing to do. And to be honest, it's only made my faith to Jesus and, Catholicism and the whole Trinity all that much more stronger by reading those books.
Okay. All right, and last question, Kyle. What does your faith mean to you?
I think me means being okay without knowing absolutely everything. Feeling the connectedness that I spoke about, earlier. Mm. And just trusting in God when we don't know for sure about something, I think we could drive ourselves crazy just trying to find all the answers. Mm-hmm. So I believe that we have enough here and enough given to us, each personally and also throughout history, to prove why spirituality and religion is important. So I think that's my main thing, being okay without knowing absolutely everything. That's me.
Great. And that concludes this One of Us podcast. Don't forget to follow the Dialogue online and on social media for all the latest in Catholic news and features. For the Dialogue, I'm Amanda Cathcart saying thank you for listening and God bless.